阿伯，阿伯，阿伯，阿伯，啊！嘎嘎嘎嘎！Oh my god, it's episode 7 of Morning Radio. Yes, we are back. This is the official podcast of Morning Project. And as always, I am your host, Eric Patterson. Before we get to usual rabble of hosts, we have a new guest with us this week. Replacing the dearly departed Dave Garcia. New guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, this is Ken.
What do you do for us?
I don't do much for you guys. I guess I'm the movie guy.
Yeah, we've labeled him the movie guy, whether he wants to be the movie guy or not. That's what he does.
So. Resident programmer.
Yeah,
that too.
Yes, he's helping us to get our new site going. That's very nice. But I'm so lazy. So, also with us, of course, this week are Adam Dunlap. Don Curry.
Good evening.
And Cody Durbin.
Why am I last?
Because ladies last. Isn't that how it goes?
Whatever.
So how are we all doing this week? After surviving Otakon.
Feeling left out?
Yes. Because you suck. Aww. You didn't come with us.
We mentioned you in the previous podcast, you know.
I did.
And
you
by,
did, I mean.
By mention, we make me make fun of.
No one mentioned me. I felt left out.
Because you're a nice guy. We don't want to make fun of you.
Yeah, awesome. We like you.
I'll be going to CN Anime to make fun of the cosplayers. So.
Is that a Canadian thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, nobody cares about Canada, so.
we don't go there today.
I know we say we're North America, but right, we're just America. You know, we're the important America. So.
I like you, Don.
Yeah, so hotels are already getting booked up for the next Otakon.
It's because they're stupid and they announce the dates on Sunday. Like, as soon as everyone's about to leave, they're like, oh hey, by the way. And then next day, everybody books.
So now, are they just not providing enough Otakon-specific registrations? Is that the problem for the hotels? Or are there not enough hotels, or what's the big deal?
No, it's just everybody, like, everyone wants a specific hotel, like the Days Inn, the Holiday Inn, the Marriott, the Hyatt, you know, ones that are right there. Mm-hmm. So what happens is they only have a few rooms for the con rate, like they only have a few, like, rooms.
Like, why don't they make more rooms under the con rate?
Well, the Days Inn is the staff hotel, so they already use, like, most of the hotel anyway, so they want to leave it open for other guests, too, like, non-Otakon guests, so... That's just bad planning.
Is anybody going to be in town? Where the country are?
I know. I mean, you know, hang out with the freaks. Yeah, right. Hopefully there's not a game, though.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was interesting. Okay, before we get into our actual show, I would like to make two quick updates. Because last week I mentioned that I would be playing Dead Rising and Rule of Rose. Dead Rising can bite my ass, first of all. Because the fonts in the game are way too small, so us people who don't have high-def televisions can't read what's going on. So if you don't have the game yet, and if you have a non-HD TV, you might want to be wary. But Capcom supposedly does know about that. Doesn't mean they're going to do anything about it. But and Rule of Rose is fun. But the combat sucks. And it makes you afraid of children.
Not just British children.
No, I'm pretty sure all children, period.
Oh, come on. So. Don't hate.
So for this week we're doing movies. As in, I don't even know what we're doing. Are we doing Asian movies coming over here, or Asian movies being remade for America? I think remakes, right?
We were talking about how bad Asian remakes American remakes of Asian movies.
Okay.
How bad they are.
How bad they are.
The reason we're starting this is because of a movie called Battle Royal. Now, beat...
Royale. Yes. Yeah.
It's Royal, not Royale.
It's Royale.
Damn Frenchies. Now, since you're our unofficial movie guy, what is Battle Royal, and what do you know about it coming over here?
I don't know too much about it coming over here just yet, but the story of the original is... It's Japan. Every year they get a group of school kids, put them on an island somewhere, you know, no outside interference, and the kids all have to kill each other. Until there's one left. Just like real life.
Now, did you like it, by the way?
The original?
Yeah.
Loved it.
It's one of my favorite movies. So.
See,
I'm worried about them murdering it.
It's one of those movies that I think... became a cult classic, and now you've got people who either love it or the people who are just annoyed by the people who love it. I think it's one of those kind of movies, you know. I really like it, and I mean,
I didn't like the second one.
See, I haven't seen it.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
See, everybody I heard has hated
it.
I
don't know. It just kind of lost all the edginess, and then it was just kind of like, hey. The kids are taking over.
Yeah, from what I heard is that they kind of just went a little overboard in the wackiness of the storyline.
Plus, there's no Kiriyama.
Isn't it like
I think that's funny to say after watching the first one.
No, okay, no.
It's just too overboard.
No, okay.
I know what you mean, Eric.
Yeah, no, we're not saying the first one's like, you know, like a documentary here or anything. But wasn't the second one like the Battle Royal project takes over the entire Earth or something like that? Or
I honestly cannot remember anything about the movie.
Yeah, that's how bad I
was.
But so the first one was cool because it had schoolgirls killing each other, and I guess there were some guys there too.
Really hot guys.
And there's a lot of blood, and you know they got to get with a frying pan or pan lid or whatever, and so. They're going to try to bring this movie to America.
Why?
Before we get into that whole conversation, my first question is, you know, why do they keep bringing these movies to... these remaking these movies before they actually bring out the original one? Because, like, isn't there still talk of them remaking My Sassy Girl?
I think they've started that or something.
And it's like, why don't you just bring over the original in the first place?
Oh, because it has Asians in it. Duh.
So Battle Royal in America, remaking this. First of all, can they keep it as being school children? Yes or no?
I think so.
Well, they brought over Rule of Rose.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, Rule of Rose is, you know, not quite to the extreme that that Battle Royal is. And... didn't we have a school shooting recently again? Or did we not?
They broke one up, I think.
Did they?
I know just, I think just the other day in near where I live, somebody brought in a gun in a middle school and it went off.
Because, I mean, you've already got Jack Thompson, everyone's there, Jack Thompson, talking about lawsuits over Bully, the new game about school bullying, and that's just bullying. That's not, you know, shooting the crap out of each other. So I don't even know. And I'm not saying that I actually heard this, but I was thinking that I read somewhere that they were gonna not do it as a full-on school thing, and maybe just be a more like I don't want to say Running Man-ish kind of situation, but I don't know. I really don't know that they could bring it over and just have it be, you know. Keep the whole school kids.
Well, that depends on how many people believe that media affects children and violence, and how popular that idea is in America.
Well, okay, in Canada, I mean, what's the attitude up there about that?
I think it's generally the same as America, but I don't think there's much effect on children.
Well, personally, no, but I do think that in society-wise, that is becoming more and more a problem of that just being naturally assumed is that media affects children.
Oh, I agree there. Yeah, true. Definitely. Sometimes I like to blame... Most of the time, though, I like to blame the parents.
Yeah, we're the parents.
Yeah, pretty much.
Adam.
Yes?
What do you think about all this?
No.
Can they keep it being school kids, first of all?
Well, I'd be interested in how they adapt the theme of the movie if they don't use school kids, because the first movie wasn't quite... Well, I guess most of its appeal was that it was just so violent and so just like in your face, but the original book and the movie, there was like a moral to the whole thing.
Yep.
And I also think, you know, kind of going along with that, does the whole theme lose something when you lose kind of the innocence of it being children put into that situation? You know, I mean, because they were high school kids who aren't killers, and they were kind of forced into it, then that's where, like you were saying, the whole morals issue comes up, and the, you know, so even if you were to say, like, move it to be like college kids, would some of that impact be lost because you don't have so much innocence there, and you have people who might be, you know, more capable of dealing with having to murder to survive?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that would change the whole thing. I mean, that'd be like, you know, like the movie Baby Geniuses? That'd be like if you made it with old people. It's just not the same.
Old people?
Senior citizens.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know how to follow that one up.
Am I right, though? I mean,
that's
honestly.
That's true. It is that drastic of a change.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think any change to the... to the characters would have an impact on
I think we can assume there's going to be a change.
Yeah.
Of some toning down. Depends on to what extent.
Well, what bothers me is that it's such a Japanese-themed movie. I mean, because, you know, like, yeah, kids rebel here all the time, you know, all that crap. That's like nothing new here. So I think the theme, like, the whole... the students rebelling against their teacher and rebelling against the Japanese system kind of just, it loses the appeal, or loses the...
That's true, it has to be a Japanese movie
point.
To have the effect.
Well, the idea behind the original story was that the Battle Royale was a metaphor for Japanese society, where people are just forced in together, and they have to compete in order to be successful in the world, and those who can't cut it get
cut up.
Yeah, it's too bad for them.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, and I could just foresee it becoming just the action movie and losing any sense of, and I'm not gonna say that I think the movie, the original movie itself, had a lot of meaning to it. I mean, it did have that underlying meaning, but at the end of the day, you watched it for, you know, the violence and to see cool stuff happen.
So. I think that was the initial drawing. That's why people initially liked it. But after you kind of got over that, you stayed because you liked the theme of the movie. At least that's how it was with me. After the movie came out, I was kind of a fan of the series. I ended up picking up the novel. I started reading the comic series.
Right, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I think that from the standpoint of somebody looking to bring it over to America, that they're going to see the violent side being the most important side of it. So that's mainly what's going to be featured, I think, in the American version.
Right, and I think if that's, you know, all that there is, I don't think it'll have any real lasting cult appeal like the original does.
I think if they really do want to push it over here, they need to stick with the moral to the story, not just make it straight violence.
Yeah, but you know Americans, though. We like that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
So who do we want to see in the movie, in the American version?
beat Takashi.
I mean, American actor wise, who do you want to see?
Oh, screw that.
Unknowns.
See, otherwise you're going to associate them with another character.
But see, you know what I think might be kind of, I don't know, like have like a American pop star, not really pop star, but American pop star royale, you know?
What, like Justin Timberlake?
Well, you know, have like, yeah, Justin Timberlake and Lindsay Lohan and the Olsen girls and,
But I think if you were to do that, you wouldn't really be affected if they died. You'd have a lot of people kind of cheering for them to die.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you need normal people that you can associate with.
But then the movie could talk about the tragedy of the American star scene and how stars have to just, you know, step on each other to get to the top and you know, one day you're popular, next day you're forgotten.
Stars.
Yeah, so, you know, that could work. So
it doesn't have Paris Hilton.
So now,
I don't know. I want her to die, though.
So if we can't beat Takeshi, who would be the American equivalent of him for the movie?
Probably Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, yes.
That would be kind of interesting. Huh.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
So are there any other major points on Battle Royale that we want to talk about?
Do we know any production details? As in writers or director?
Let me check while we're talking about that, and I'll find out if we know anything.
Because that would make a big difference.
Because I don't think a whole lot of information has come out on it just yet.
No.
No, they announced the producer.
Yeah. Everything that I've... Like, all the information that I found related to Battle Royale was from the LiveJournal community. Oh, no, they didn't. So, but all they had said then was that they were going to do the project and who was under the project. I don't think they've actually started production yet, so.
Yeah, and the movie database doesn't have anything on it either, so.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find anything just yet.
Well, the producer, he did The Grudge and The Ring. And the Lake House.
Which I also hated.
That's bad news, I think.
I hated
it. Oh, and Dark Water, too.
I love those.
Okay, well then let's go on to those.
I think that means it's going to be more appealing to the mass market, you know, instead of art house.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Then you know, let's go on to those movies like that. I mean, not as much as it was a couple years ago, but a few years ago we had like a ton of Japanese movies getting remade and coming out over here. We had, you know, Grudge, The Ring, Dark Water. We had, a couple other ones at least.
Oh, Shall We Dance?
Shall We Dance? I never saw that. But.
Oh my god. So bad.
So, you know, with a lot of these remakes coming lately, how have the remakes fared compared to the original Japanese versions?
Bad.
I think the only one I've seen is the Ring remake of all those that have been over here.
See, now...
Ring wasn't bad.
That was almost exactly the same as the original.
Ring wasn't bad.
It wasn't that good, though. I mean, why'd they get that... why'd they get that horse crap in? Like, you know how...
horse.
Well, I didn't get it. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
But now, the Ring 2 was an original version for America, correct?
Yes, I think.
I do believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
Grudge? You know, I actually liked the American Grudge. I mean, I saw...
Yeah, me too.
I saw the original Japanese version actually in Japanese theaters, and... You know, I mean, it's not hard to understand, but there weren't subtitles, so I had a little trouble understanding certain parts. But, you know, I mean, I liked that, but then I saw the American version. The American version wasn't really bad.
I think I like the American version better.
Do you?
Really? I don't know.
Of course,
know.
My family talked all throughout the Japanese version, so...
Well, yeah, I think this podcast is kind of showing my bad taste. First I said I loved Utada's album. and now I have to say I preferred the English Ring over the Japanese Ring, and I may even have liked The Grudge over Ju-on.
Well, I don't know. The Grudge was kind of ruined for me because I saw it in a theater in Winnipeg, and this chick, every time something happened, this chick would go, ah! And, like, every single little movement, she'd be like, ah! Ah! And then, I think that ruined it for me, mostly.
Wasn't that the one with Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
Yep.
That was my problem. That was grudge. Associating characters.
No, yeah, okay. But, yeah, I didn't watch
it. She did a good job,
I didn't watch
though.
The show that much, so I never really...
There was a made-for-TV version of Ju-1 that I thought was the best of them all.
Yeah, yeah. That one I really liked. The one made for theaters, I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Now that was the... Wasn't that the original Ju-1? Or was that... Did that come after the theatrical version?
I think it came first.
That's what I was saying. Because I think he made that and then got the money to make the theatrical version is how it worked out.
Yep.
And see, I haven't seen that one.
It had Chiaki Kuriyama in it.
Yes, really?
I did. I didn't know that. Adam.
You know, it...
That's why it's the best version.
You know, I almost hate to say this, but one of the things that I don't like about Japanese movies sometimes is that you occasionally get movies where they feel like just nothing is happening. Like you're watching 2 hours of absolutely nothing.
Yep.
And sometimes that works in as far as you don't have to, you know, there's no need to keep pushing in stuff that doesn't need to be there. Like, for example, Audition, I thought, was kind of a slow movie throughout it, but it was still good. But
yep.
Occasionally with some of these remakes, I do think that the American version comes out on top in as far as, you know, it brings in a little more of an interesting factor. And the perfect example of this is Dark Water. I saw Dark Water in theaters, saw the American version, because I like Jennifer Connelly. And I especially like certain parts of Jennifer Connelly. But so I went and saw that, and it was okay. I mean, it wasn't like awesome or really that good, but it was okay. And so I'm like, okay, I want to see the Japanese version now. And back when Suncoast was going out of business, I picked it up for cheap. And the Japanese version is just absolutely mind-numbingly boring. It is just terrible. And as much as I sat there and thought that not a lot was going on in the American version, like 10 times less things happen in the Japanese version. Oh my lord! And it was
almost the same story as The Ring.
yeah, and it was just so sometimes. Sometimes the remakes do actually, you know, like the Japanese style of storytelling really works sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't. Like another time, I'll probably get killed for this, is Dolls. I thought Dolls was boring as well. So, you know, sometimes remakes actually are a good thing.
But not in the case of Shall We Dance, though. Anything with J-Lo in it. See, you know, the Japanese version was really cute because, you know, it was so Japanesey. Like, it was a very Japanese themed, you know, overcoming that whole manly stereotype thing. And then I think just the American version was just like, let's just have J-Lo shake her ass or something. Like, she's good at that.
Yeah.
And it lost all meaning.
Yeah, I've never seen either version of that.
Oh, you should see the original. It's really cute.
Who was in the Japanese version?
Washington's Frank Sinatra in it.
I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Are there any other big ones that have been remade recently? I guess you could bring up Godzilla. I don't know if that really works as a remake or not.
Oh, I enjoyed that movie.
Godzilla?
Yeah, the American one?
Yeah. You even enjoyed like the half hour that it was just Jurassic Park and not Godzilla?
Oh, yeah, it was a good movie.
Wow.
I like this song.
I like pure action movies, you know, just no brain power needed.
No, but I think there's better choices. And I mean, now, granted, I've only seen it once, and so, you know, I don't know that I could, but I was a huge Godzilla fan when I was a kid, so, you know, it's kind of tough to see there.
It had a good soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack was pretty good.
Yeah, it did. I really liked the Jimmy Page and...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, anything with Jimmy Page, jeez.
Except
for Puff Daddy.
any other comments on this topic? Anything else we need to cover about it? Anybody?
Hey, there's a American version of Evangelion coming out.
Yes. It's been in pre-production for forever, I think.
Live action?
Yes.
Why?
ADV is actually funding it.
Why?
And they're working with Weta, the people who did like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right. No, I
that's the
that.
Only. That's the only good thing I know about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and supposedly, they're supposed to be making a Fatal Frame movie.
Yeah, Fatal Frame.
I think they're trying to get Steven Spielberg in on that.
Somebody made Silent Hill.
I was thinking there was another...
It's kind of Japanese.
Oh, yeah, that's very...
Resident Evil.
Very Japanese.
Resident Evil 2.
Yeah. See, now we're getting into game movies, though.
I know, but...
That was a good movie.
That's another topic.
Yeah, because there's Dead or Alive coming, there's Soul Calibur coming, there's... there's a couple of really freaky ones, but yeah, Fatal Frame was like one of the really interesting picks. Like, that's just a strange... strange pick to make for a movie.
Pulse just came up.
Pulse. And, is the eye... The eye Japanese or Korean?
That is... Chinese.
The Chinese?
Thai and Chinese.
Thai and Chinese? Because that's being remade, I think, isn't it?
Pong Bros. Oh, it is? I don't know anything about this new eye, but I watched the original, and that's a really pretty movie.
See, I keep hearing a lot of good things about that, and
yeah, I was kind of disappointed by the sequels that came after. But the original eye is a really pretty movie.
And I said, my sassy girl supposedly is still coming one day.
Oh, there's a remake of Old Boy too.
Really?
I read it was canceled though. I don't know.
Oh, it was?
That I read it on forum, so
that would probably be best.
I don't know if my sassy girl can be good in the American version.
See, I still have not.
It's only good because of cute Korean girls.
I still have not seen that.
So I don't know if the American version.
It needs to be a sassy black woman is what it needs to be. Like Nell Carter or somebody in there, you know.
Isn't there a sequel to My Sassy Girl?
Yes, there was at least one sequel. Because
I heard it wasn't too.
Wasn't
good.
It My Sassy Guy? Wasn't it like a switch around?
I hope not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So okay, since we're on movies anyway, what are some of the big movies we should be seeing that if we haven't seen them yet?
From Japan?
Or no, from Asia period.
I have no idea.
Like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Like, okay.
Personally, I like older stuff.
I know, like, My Sassy Girl, I haven't seen yet. My Wife is a Gangster, isn't that a good one?
I hear it's good, I don't think I've seen it. Oh my god. I think there's supposed to be a remake of that coming out, too.
Or which one?
My Wife is a Gangster.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one supposed to star Queen Latifah?
Yeah, I think it is.
Now, are you being serious or are you joking here?
I'm serious.
That's good news.
You're being serious, yeah. With
Queen Latifah? Really?
How could you joke about Queen Latifah?
Huh.
That's awesome.
Well, maybe she could be in My Sassy Girl both, you know? She'll be in both of them.
You gotta let him know. You ain't a bitch or a hoe. No one will get that.
Yeah, so... I guess we're done with movies then, unless you guys are gonna actually say something else.
Well, you, like, there was also, like, a long time ago, well, not a long time ago, but, like, when they redid The Seven Samurai.
Yes.
Like, the Akira Kurosawa, and they did it as the Magnificent Seven.
Yes.
With, like, Clint and Eastwood.
Then do we, what other, do we know any other, like, classic movies that were remade besides that?
Not off the top of my head. I just, that was the first one that I thought of. And I appreciated it because they took, like, you know, the classic theme to them is samurai, and then the classic theme to us is western. So
right.
I appreciated that. I still like Seven Samurai better, but that's because I like Kurosawa. So
okay, I guess we're done with that, and we're only at the half hour mark so far. So
sweet,
we rock.
Moda, do you want to do it? Moda. Now, see, I was trying to find like an online, like a hard description of what Woda are, and I couldn't find one. So we might make some stakes here. but WOTA is the term that is going around. I'm not sure how long it's been around, but for... Since what?
It seems pretty recent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems recent. I mean, I saw it mentioned, like... Personally, I just mentioned, like, in the last couple months, but I don't know how long since.
Yeah, I haven't heard the term since before the summer.
But now...
Latest release.
Best I could find, WOTA kind of comes from, at least the last part, from otaku. You know, you have Oda. Like, for example, in Japan, if you have a gaming otaku, it's gay Oda. Not like gay Oda, you know. Like, gameu otaku. So, WOTA are these hardcore fans of Japanese music. And typically, Japanese pop music. And so, MOTA are the morning otaku, a.k.a. the morning musume, hardcore fans.
Are these, like, more hardcore than the Musico?
I don't know if it's a new name for them. I think that's what it is. But,
That's their new name? Ooh. So they're still as creepy.
They're still as creepy, yes, yes. So...
Yeah, they're still as creepy, they're just not little boys anymore.
Oh, okay.
So the idea is fandom.
As if they ever were.
And how far is too far when it comes to fandom?
Okay.
I shared a couple videos with our staff here. Natsumi Abe had a... I couldn't figure out if it was her poetry scandal or if it was a different scandal of hers. But...
There's been a new scandal.
Was there a new scandal? Okay. How recent was that?
It was within the last couple months.
So
it was whenever her new DVD came out.
So what was the scandal on that?
Well, in the video, she's, you know, walking around. She's walking down this road, and she sees a turtle, off the curb and in the street. So she's like, oh. I need to help you to the beach. And then in the next shot, it shows the turtle at the beach. But what the problem was is apparently that turtle is an endangered species, and people are not allowed to have any contact with
them. And it's a forest turtle, too, so it belongs in the forest. And she put it on the beach.
Yeah.
Good job.
So people started making a big fuss over it because she... took the turtle out of the road, and you don't even know if it was her who touched it because it never actually shows anybody touches her.
Right,
it shows the turtle in the street, and then it shows him on the beach.
And it's not like she went out and said, "Okay, I'm going to pick this specific turtle for my video," you know. So it wasn't like her.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
So
yeah, she just obviously was really naive.
So
I think somebody in the press industry really doesn't like her.
Apparently not.
Is my personal theory.
So she had this scandal, whatever. Which in if that scandal, then we'll say it's that scandal. I don't know for sure, but so she had a scandal come up, and this Natsumi Abe fan puts up these three videos, and at first they're really funny when you're thinking they're like a joke. And then you find out that they're not a joke and they're not funny anymore. It's basically him, like, in this panicked voice calling her name and doing various things to... Like, first of all, Abe. The first video... Yeah. Abe! And he takes a picture of her and burns the picture. And then he takes one of her CDs and puts it in a toaster. And for the final video... And... He crops it just right so you can't tell whether it's him or this dog. He has this little dog, and he puts the CD on the floor, and you see the dog walking around it. And the next thing you see is a stream of urination going onto the CD. And then the dog, like, kind of comes back in the picture for a second to make you think it was a dog, but I really don't think, you know... If you can get a dog to pee on command on an Abe CD, that's worth a lot of money. So, you know, I don't think it was a dog.
That wins.
It was fake.
I don't.
Maybe it was a Mika Todd CD. He would have done it.
Boo.
Boo.
But the problem with saying that it's fake is that I can totally buy that, because Japanese fans are freaking nuts. And
I don't know, Korean K-pop girls, man, they're vicious. Man, if you like, okay, like Shinhwa, for example, like they're like the biggest biggest K-pop group out there. If you went up to a girl and you're like, well, my favorite member is Eric, and then one other girl in the group would be like, what? That's my favorite member. They beat you up. I'm not kidding.
And
they are vicious.
And this is a tale that we were taught very well in the classic Japanese drama show Mukodono, where our beloved hero gets married and has to hide his marriage because of his fans. And when the fans find out, they desert him. And it's as ridiculous, like, it's ridiculous as fantasy that comes up around pop stars like that, where the fans get, you know, I mean, we've had the whole things here with, like, the whole Jodie Foster stalker, you know, and Dave Letterman's fan and stuff like that. But it just seems like in J-pop and, I guess, K-pop, too, you've got just these hordes of, like, freakish fans. And in the West, you know, I don't know if we get a lot of, like, male fans like that. I mean, you, of course, have the screaming girls for NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or whatever. But in Japan, you've got all these guys who are into Morning Musume or whatever, and guys can be a lot crazier, I think, when it comes to getting back for wrongs they think have been done.
They're scary, but I applaud them.
Now, why do you applaud them?
Because they devote that much of their life to an idol who they'll probably never meet in their entire life. And then they feel so heartbroken when something happens, like scandal, for instance. And then they just feel like their whole world has just crashed. And then they get totally evil and they turn psycho.
But now,
that is dedication.
Now, here's a question. Is there a difference in the fans between the West and the East when it comes to how we deal with scandals? Because
I think so.
Like with Abe, for example, when that happened. I mean, do you think fans in the West would be more supportive, whereas fans in the East like got pissed off quickly?
If you look at Michael Jackson, his fans very supportive.
Yeah, they still love him, dude. No, I think if it had happened over here, like, I'm sure a bunch of environmentalists and animal protection agencies would have been all over that.
Like, okay, like with,
it's more to do with politicians here.
Yeah.
With, scandal. With Fat Girl, Eyebone, Smoker Girl. Now, how was the reaction in Japan to her smoking?
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Or here it would be a politician getting on CNN talking about how she's affecting young children.
As far as her fan base in Japan, did they like support her through that, or did they like just get pissed off at her, or how did that? Do we know? Anybody know?
She's still not around yet. So,
because it's not like that happened in America. I think you'd have people who were, you know, would say, look, she's a young girl, she made a mistake. You know, I think fans would, like, rally behind her. Whereas I think in Japan, they've got all these pressures on them by fans and management both to be these perfect girls. And if they try to actually live a normal life at any point, then they get, you know, slapped down for it. I mean, look at Yaguchi. She got in this big scandal because, you know, she had a boyfriend.
She fell in love.
Not a boyfriend.
And he was really hot.
So I definitely think that is a problem with fandom in... Well, I think fandom in general in Japan is just absolutely screwed up on both sides. On company sides and with fan sides, both. And I think fans over there just need to relax a little bit. And not, you know, not...
Realize it's entertainment.
Yes, realize it's entertainment.
You know what else is scary? Fanboys or fangirls of Japanese names over here.
scary or annoying?
Both.
So are we going to get into that then?
I think we should tackle the Mota first if we haven't written.
Well, set enough. Okay, then what do you have to say about it, Adam?
I don't know anything. I was looking to you to give.
What would you like me to expand on?
I want to know why the theme song for the Mota is Miki Fujimoto's.
No. That's not their. Theme song. That was just.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Every group I've seen dances to that song.
And you're telling me you don't know jack crap about this Mota stuff, and now you're telling me.
I've watched videos, and all the videos are just them dancing, and it's like, hey, here's the dance moves. Learn to do the hands and moves.
Well, now see, you could be right, but on the other hand, I went to a Morning Musume concert once, and when I went there, I was basically given tickets, by the way. I was giving free tickets to go see them, because at that point, I really wasn't into them so much. I went with this. Oh, I'm not gonna tell you who I went with because it'll sound very scandalous. But I went with a nice young lady went with me, and we went to the show. And every single person around us where we were sitting were these hardcore Morning Musume fans. Like they all had these same like vests on that had like the different girl names on them, and then like a bajillion buttons and pins stuck to them of all the different girls and their photos and whatever. And for every song, they had all of these dance routines down pat, like these fan stuff, not like the routines of the actual girls on stage, but these fan kind of routines. So it's not just for that Fujimoto Miki song. I think that's just, you know, an example of this bigger fandom kind of thing.
Well, that's like J-Rock, like J-Rock fangirls in Japan, how when they go to the live houses, they all have the different dances for the different songs that the artists do, and they all sit there and rehearse them. It's really
scary. Almost like if you've ever gone to see Rocky Horror, like in a theater, like in a proper seeing of it, you know how the whole fan thing goes on there, where you do certain things at certain times, and you say certain things at certain times. It's almost like that. Like, every song, there are, you know, like, on a Morning Musume song, after a girl sings her part, you sing her name or whatever, and you sing these certain things. And I mean, even Sonim, when I went and saw her, like, there were some fans there who had this little routine to some of her songs.
I've seen like stuff like that here in America, punk rock shows.
Have you ever been to emo concert with kids?
No.
From high school, everybody looks the same. Everybody is black, and they all know the lyrics. And they're all 12.
So, are you going to a lot of emo concerts in there, Don?
No. Well, my little sister was here. Oh, that's my excuse.
Is that your excuse there?
That's my excuse.
So,
well, that's like K-pop fans. I keep bringing them up, but they're great examples. Like, okay, I have a concert for JTO, and you can sit there and watch them, and then they'll dance, and then after a member sings like a certain line, they'll be like, they'll say their name, and I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know. They'll be like, "Hooray, hug!" I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm trying to figure out what the hell they're saying, because they'll say something after, like, every single line that's sung. It's nuts.
And it's like, damn, I want to hear the song. Shut up, you.
I know.
And, of course, when I went to the Morning Musume concert, the one girl they didn't cheer for was Don's favorite, Mika. So, you know, I had to yell, like, at that point, no one was cheering for her, so I'm like, you cheer the goddamn American when she sings, goddammit! But of course, nobody spoke English around me.
Why weren't they cheering for Mika?
She's a half-breed.
They can go to hell.
So what's your next question about Mota there, Adam? What else would you like to know?
You can't put him on the spot like
well,
that.
Well, he said we hadn't discussed it all, so I'm wondering what he wants to know.
No, I guess that's about it. I just don't understand what makes a moto a moto? Other than they go to karaoke bars and dance to Fujimoto Miki's romantic
Well, I mean, I think it's the people who just cross that line between normal fandom and I'm a insane stalker fandom.
Yes.
But they wear it like they're proud. They're like, yeah, I'm Ota.
I think that's becoming more and more I'm seeing that. It's kind of like, for so long, a lot of these people who were in a fandom, like, felt ashamed of what they were into. And so then, it's you know, the whole, like, you know, how homosexuals are using, like, okay, I'm a fag, or, I'm, you know, I'm a queer, whatever. They're using that, taking that word back in order to, you know, go against the discrimination they felt. Well, I think that's kind of the same way here, is that they're just saying, you know, screw it, I'm just going to be an obnoxious, outgoing fan and, you know, wear that fandom proudly.
Speaking of gay, one of, like, a good example of over here is one of the NSYNC members came out of the closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But everyone supported him.
Nobody
was
surprised.
I don't know.
Everyone was like, that's great.
And just like, what, you mean you weren't before, you know?
Yeah. Everyone's like, well, I'm glad you finally did it. But they didn't, nobody shunned him or anything. No one was like, oh my god, I'm not being your fan anymore.
I already shunned him before that.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you.
People
had other reasons for. No, I'm not going to go through that stuff. No, yeah, I definitely think there's a different attitude from, you know, over here versus over there. And just over here, I mean, for God's sakes, we had a president who got a blowjob from an intern in the White House, you know.
He was a great president.
See, he's still giving keynote speeches.
See, that's what I'm saying, you know. So, I mean, over here, we're just like, eh, you know. As long as you're killing kids, you know, and do whatever you want.
He just gave a speech at the World AIDS Conference in Toronto. So they still respect him,
yeah.
Somehow.
So. Yeah.
Whereas, like I said...
What do you mean, somehow?
Like I said, in Japan, I think there's a far, far bigger... I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's... Well, in Asia in general, I think it's far easier to kind of ruin your name or... Whatever I'm, you know.
You have to keep face.
Because, like,
more important is keeping
what's,
face.
What's her butt? There was the Korean singer who her sex tape got out. Baek Ji-young. Yeah, she was a big singer, and then her sex tape got out, and that was a huge scandal. Where, you know, over here we've got Paris Hilton, who her sex tape comes out, and she becomes a household name, and it's more popular after it. And she's now popular because she has sex tape come out. So
the moral is, don't tape your sexual exploits.
We'll just be a little bit more careful about, you know, keeping track of them.
Okay, that works.
So it's so anyway, Moda, yeah. So getting back to the Moda thing. Yeah. Just hardcore fans are weird. Just don't be super hardcore, folks. Just, you know.
Know your limits.
Yeah, know your fan time and your non-fan time, you know.
Well, you know what? Like, what about, like, the people over here who, like, okay, you're at a convention, la la la, and then you see a cosplayer of, like, Cloud. And he's particularly good looking, and he has a particularly nice costume. And girls will go nuts! Like, he's real!
Are you talking from experience here?
Huh?
Are you talking from experience here?
Oh, yes, I'm talking from experience.
Okay, well, now to be fair, when I saw that Jill Valentine at Otakon, that was pretty hot for me. So.
I saw a picture of her. I don't see the appeal.
Well, yeah.
But you didn't go around, like, going like, oh my god, Jill, can I grope you? Can I whack you with my paddle?
No, but, I mean, if I could have gotten away with it, you know, I might have, but,
Well, see, that's what the fangirls here do. They'll see someone like Sephiroth or Cloud or somebody from Naruto or whatever, and they'll get crazy and they'll pull out their wooden paddles and start wanting to whack them and totally violate the guy.
Okay, but then let's go further than that, though. Let's go to the people.
He was just asking for it wearing those clothes.
Yeah. But,
hey!
But no, let's then go to the people who are dating Asians just because they're Asian, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I know
plenty of Asians who date other Asians because they're Asian.
But no, I mean
yeah.
like the Japanophiles, you know, who eat Pocky because it's from Japan, not because they actually give a crap about the, you know, food, or...
And it's not that bad for you.
Or, you know, who always want to eat Japanese restaurants or you know, things like that. I mean, I think any fandom just gets to that point.
Like Harry Potter people.
Or, you know...
Well, that's another...
A great example would be Star Trek folk. People...
Or Star Wars.
People who actually go out and learn Klingon, you know. A language that doesn't even exist.
I love fan people.
Beat, you've been quiet for a while. What do you think about fandom?
I don't know anything about this
stuff.
No, so.
But just fandom in general. Fandom in general.
I guess as long as you're having fun, that's all that matters.
Well, there you go.
Not hurting anybody.
You have to be your own person and don't care about what other people think.
In other words, Beat yep. is a closet furry who...
It's a baby fur.
Baby fur, uh-oh.
Should we clear up that Beat is Ken?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Beat, yes. Yeah. Yes, Beat is Ken. I'm not... This is my first time actually talking to him voice-wise. I'm not used to using his real name. So Beat is Ken. Did we want to talk about the, like, Japan fans over here at all? Or do we want to be careful to not alienate any listeners we might have?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of our listeners. Isn't that our community?
Yeah, we love those folk. The Japanese people who are big fans, they're kind of freaky. But the Americans who are big fans, we love them.
I wouldn't go so far to say Americans.
Okay, then the English-speaking people who are big fans of Japanese stuff, or Asian in general, we like those folk.
Yeah, I think you alienate them by the first average.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably aren't listening by now.
Yeah, well, there's nobody listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's just us. We just listen to our own podcast, and that's it.
So let's recommend our songs to ourselves.
All right.
While we're on that.
That was nice.
That was a nice transition.
Someone needed to kill that.
Who wants to go first? Well, you know what? Before we get to that real quick, let's say that I don't know that we would call this a new format, but after our Otakon discussion last week, we thought it was fun just picking a topic and talking about it instead of doing the whole, like, news show kind of thing. So if we actually do have listeners, and I know I keep asking for mail, but you can send us mail and let us know what you think of this difference, and if you like it more than the old way we were doing things, or if you like it less than the old way we were doing things.
If you send an email, I'll send a picture of me in a maid outfit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen that outfit.
What the hell is our email address anyway?
What?
I think it's radio@gomorning.com. That is radio@gomorning.com.
Or Cody@gomorning.com for maid outfit pictures.
or you know, if you want to ask her on a date, you can email her there. So that's that. Okay, so recommendations. You know what? Don's going to go first, since he brought it up.
Woo!
Okay. Mine is a Mandarin song. It's by Jin Ting, called Old Love's New Choice. I don't have much to say. It's a good song.
Yeah, I don't have much to say either.
I thought it was a good song.
I needed to mix it up. Everybody's doing fast-paced songs.
Or and
slow it down. A little bit of acoustic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. It was a nice and slow jam.
That was my complaint.
I think Mandarin is good for slow songs, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there's just a little too many slow songs in Mandarin.
I think they're all slow songs.
I didn't think. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, it is a good song, but it didn't really stick out to me.
I thought the girl had a really nice voice.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a clip here of the song. And I'm going to actually say this just so everybody can hear. I'm going to go back later on and edit it to be an actual real version of the clip. So I'm just going to play it to my speakers at this point. So just so we know what we're talking about, here's a little sampling of his song. New guy, Ken.
Yes. All right, I picked the... That's okay. I picked a Korean song. I guess it would be hip-hop. Is that what it's called? Is that what the kids call it these days?
Hip-hop? Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Yeah. And singer, her name is Nana. And it's called Like That. I like it. Has a pretty good beat to it. I don't like those slow songs like Pro.
where do you live, by the way? Yeah.
Me? Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Okay. I thought so. All right, let's listen to a quick little clip of Ken's song here.
I didn't think you'd be into that kind of music, Ken.
Yeah, that's Ken.
No.
That hip hop and punk, that's it.
Yeah. It was, I shook my booty to it.
Awesome.
See, my only thing with my Japanese and Korean and Asian in general hip hop and stuff like that is, I think one of the reasons why I like Asian music is because it gives me something I don't like from English music. And this kind of stuff I would listen to in English music, so I'm not sure it's what I want when I listen to Asian music. I don't know, though.
I don't like English hip-hop at all, but I enjoy Asian music.
It wasn't a bad song.
Well, see, I like English hip-hop.
Yeah.
Some of it, not all of it, but, like, Riding Dirty.
I'm not sure about the rap interlude, though. I anticipate that.
That's the best part of the song.
About 2 minutes in.
That's the best part of the song.
For reals.
Yo.
We're all just too nice here. We're all like...
I think the song was okay. I think it would be better if I was watching the video.
Probably.
Did you see the video?
I think. No. I haven't seen the video, but I think it's one of those songs I would like if
yeah,
I was
see, I could actually see that, yeah.
But as it is, it's just alright.
just all right. Well, you got two slightly nays for your song, but I'll yay it. I'll
That's
yay
okay.
it. So that way you're even 2-2. That's what we should do. We have a vote, I won't make her go last, so Cody, you can go next.
Thanks. I chose Shayna Ringo's Give, or Gibusu, however you want to say it.
Gibusu.
I just say gives. I don't know. Gives. That's how I've always seen it. Anyway.
Now, is this a recent song, or is this an older song?
No, this is an older song. She's not doing her solo stuff anymore. She's with Tokyo Jihen, so this is an older. But it's a classic. I guess I chose it because I relate to Shayna in a lot of ways. And she speaks for me, so.
Well, let's listen to a clip here.
Okay.
Enjoyed it particularly well.
Really?
I like almost all her stuff, so yeah.
Yeah. this song was one of the first ones I heard of hers. So it's one of those I've actually like listened to a lot. And I like it.
Yay. Cause I was gonna kick your ass otherwise. Anyone who disagreed with me?
I know.
Ken, what'd you think?
Well, except you, Adam.
I would say I like it, but if Cody's gonna beat my ass and I hate it.
Oh, he's already getting feisty. The first show and he's already getting feisty here. So I guess it's a round of yays all around.
Because I have good taste in music. Let me pat myself on the back.
Or we're all afraid of you.
Or we're all afraid of you.
But I love you guys.
Adam, who did you pick?
Dude, I think. A song from a band called Chad Monchi. Does anybody know Chad Monchi? You mentioned it slightly on episode 3.
Oh my god, did we?
Yeah. They were almost on the Oricon.
Oh, okay.
But, well, yeah, I'm just going to talk a lot about them.
Well, hang on, let me do a clip first. Do a clip.
Play a clip first, and then I'll talk
about it.
Alright,
so let's do a clip first, yeah.
So here's my Chad Monchi story. I was looking through new music, looking for something new, which is something I don't ever do. That's really rare for me to go look for new music.
Really?
But I came, yeah. Usually I just go by what other people tell me to listen to. I'm really like laissez-faire about everything. If somebody tells me it's good and they give it to me, then I'll check it out. But other than that, I really don't really go out look for stuff. But anyway, I went out looking, and this group's name came up. I went on YouTube, looked at their videos, had a couple singles out. I really didn't like the videos, but for some unknown reason, I went and got the album anyway. So I just listened to the album, and that song there is the second track on the album. And yeah, about once that song had started up, I was like, oh, this band's awesome. This band's awesome. And then I just like loved the whole CD. I've listened to like every day at work since I've bought it. But yeah, I just really like Chatmonchy. They aren't really a very visual group. Like, their videos are really bland. But I absolutely love this group.
They rely on their music.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know if this makes any sense at all, but that song and her voice... Different. Shut up. That song and her voice, like, really remind me of the Sundays, if anybody knows who they are.
You know who it reminded me of? Of Yuki from, like, Judy and Mary? That's what it reminded me of a little. Just a little.
Well, what it reminded me of? It's Whiteberry.
Really?
Does anybody remember Whiteberry?
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I think listening to some of their other music...
Yeah, okay.
May sound more like it. But yeah, is anybody familiar with Whiteberry?
Yeah.
That was a group that I really tried to get into. I really wanted to like them. I had all their albums, I had all their music videos. I tried to go through everything and find something I liked. And I found like one song that I enjoyed, but most of the stuff, like, it would start out with one good hook, and then I would get excited, like, yeah, this is gonna be a good song, this is gonna be a good song. But then I would end up disappointed.
Aww.
So I always like wanted Whiteberry to do something else. They're always like almost there for me. And whenever I heard Chatmonchy, it's like Chatmonchy is what I wanted Whiteberry to be.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I've become like a big Chatmonchy. Oh.
That's so cute.
So anybody here not like it?
I did not like it. I enjoyed it.
Ooh, that was good. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. Me too.
It was good. Alright. Then I guess the final and most important recommendation this week is mine. And that was Perfume with Electro World. And they are a... They used to be an indie group, and they got picked up recently for an actual real label. And they're like a electro synth tech kind of trio of girls. And here is a quick. So, I'm really into groups that are, like, I don't know if I like this, just a straight dance music, and I don't like straight electronica, but I kind of like those weird in-betweens. Like Kia Kiss is kind of another one. So, I said I really like the electronica stuff, mixed in with the dance, and it's a jawsome song, and everybody should love it.
Pass.
You mean pass?
Yeah,
what do you mean pass?
Pass. No,
what? Oh my god.
I get bored.
Oh my god. How can you get bored by that song?
Well, I like
it. It's the same. I don't know. Not for
me. Oh, Jesus.
I thought it was fun techno J-pop.
Jesus Christ.
And I liked the PV.
PV's awesome.
It was cute. Mm-hmm. Except how old are those ladies, girls?
They're like in their 20s.
Oh, that's okay. That's what I was thinking. Because I'm like, they look a lot older than what they sound. Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, I
mean, they sound like they're like very preteen, but then I looked at the video, and I'm like, okay.
And something else I kind of like about this is, like, I used to, when I was back living in California, my roommate and I were talking about robot music. Like, what would it sound like if we made music for robots specifically and not humans? And this is kind of like robot music to me, so that cracked me up. So. Alright, so Don didn't like it, Cody kind of liked it. Adam's sounding iffy.
I liked it.
But?
Well, it's not really but when I was listening to it, somebody had linked me to that song before, and I can't remember the life of me where I heard it. But I've heard that song before, and the whole time I was listening, the whole time I've been listening to it now, I'm trying to figure out where I heard that. But I really like it, and apparently two people have recommended it to
well,
me now.
That
so
tells you something.
I need to go.
They just released an actual full album pretty recently. So, Ken,
it was almost too techno for me, but not enough. I like
good. At least there's three smart people on this panel.
One person.
Wait.
Three smart people.
I'm sorry. There's four smart people on this panel. I should include myself, too, I guess. So that's our recommendations for this week. So our recommendations were... We had Jin Ting with Old Loves, New Joys. We had Chat Monchi with Sayonara Goodbye. We had Sheena Ringo with Gibusu. We had Nan A with Like That, and we had Perfume with Electro World. And all these songs and more can be found on the internet somewhere.
Or CD Japan.
Or CD Japan, where you can buy them. Or Yes Asia, where you can buy them.
Yeah, you cheapskates.
I don't know if people actually buy Chinese music.
Yeah, I don't know if the Chinese buy Chinese music, so you know, I don't think they should be expecting. Yeah. Westerners.
I don't know any of that, too.
So, you know, since we got our scene guy here, is there any scene news? We haven't done scene in, like, forever.
Nothing to report, unfortunately. It's a slow summer.
There's nothing going on.
Last summer, there were many, many tours, but not this summer.
The party's over.
Party's over, yeah.
Con season's almost over, that's why.
There used to be, last summer was Japanese Girls Night Tour, but that's not really this summer, for some reason.
That sucks.
Nothing. Except you can still go to scene.gomorning.com.
Even though there's no news, you should still go there anyway.
Of course.
There's always...
If you have news,
yes.
You can
there's always other stuff there, too, that you can go and enjoy.
Of course.
Or you can read old news and have fun doing that.
Yeah, there's some good old news.
Anything else this week that we need to cover? Any last minute stuff? Any big breaking news?
Nope. Moment of silence for Dave.
Moment of silence for Dave.
Yeah, we should talk about Dave a little bit.
Dave Garcia is dead to us. The guy you heard before?
Oh, that's
gone. Dead. And Ken's the new better Dave.
Oh, poor Dave.
No.
We love you, Dave.
We're going to try to do a graduation show. I mean, a graduation segment at the end of this show of clips of Dave if I don't get too lazy. If I don't get too lazy, you're going to have this funny clips show at the end.
Expect it in a few episodes.
Yeah, it's only been a few episodes, but... So I mean, I have to actually go back and listen to them all. Okay, so yeah, Dave, our project manager, decided that his real life was more important than us, so he's off living a real life.
Yep, making money.
Making bucket loads of money. And I guess in some crazy world, money is more important than making a podcast about Japanese music. I don't know what's up with that, but... So, Adam, you said you were going to have a few words? Just have a few words.
A few words? I'm going to miss them.
We miss you already, Dave.
I don't think I can say anything.
Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Poor Dave left us. So, but now Ken's here. Ken, how was your first show?
It was gonna
be your last show?
Hopefully not.
I hope not.
Hey, welcome.
I'll be less nervous next time.
Well, this wasn't a totally, you know, planned out show either. So it was just us just chatting. So
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Looking over, I don't.
What are you talking about? I started planning this on Monday.
Well, no, you started planning, but, you know, we've had problems with people, everybody getting on board with planning.
Men.
Yes. us guys. So, Snakes on the Plains this weekend. Non-Japanese related, non-Asian related. Who's going to see it?
I'm going.
I'll probably see it eventually. I don't know when. Maybe
yeah,
if I
eventually.
Ask me.
Well, this isn't an eventually kind of
movie.
Blockbuster.
Movie, but
somehow it may end up on my hard drive.
Oh my god. Don't say that.
I'm not sure how.
Good lord. Please don't sue us, MPAA. He was just kidding about that. This is a go opening night, be in there with the crowds, have a lot of fun kind
That's
of movie.
True.
You can't see it eventually.
Well, then I'll see it opening night. You've convinced
Thank you.
Me.
You said you only do
convinced.
Things when people convince you to do them, so I'm convincing you to go see the damn movie.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah, but you're a girl. You don't understand these kind of things.
What?
It's
what
snakes and it's
about?
Planes. You don't like that
it's
kind of
stuff.
It's
a boy movie.
Boy movie? Go to hell, all of you.
All right. Well, you know what? I guess we should finish up before we just keep babbling on forever. So that was episode 7. There you go. It's about movies and Moda and recommendations and fun stuff. We might be back next week. We might not. Who the hell knows?
Better be.
Until next time.
And if you've got any suggestions for what you want us to do, if you've got topic ideas, if you've got news for us, if you just want to tell us we suck, send us email. We're always waiting. And you can always find Morning Project at gomorning.com, where we have a nice message forum you can be part of. And other stuff on there that's exciting. That I can't even tell you about. It's so exciting. You have to go for yourself and find it. The excitement. But we're working on a new site, aren't we, Beat? Ken.
Yes, we are.
Ken. Your name's Ken.
So,
yeah.
I answered them both. It's almost
done. Oh my god.
Too.
Listen to that. It's almost done. And then we are going to be like the only place you need to go on the internet for Asian culture and entertainment news and discussion. You won't have to go to any other websites.
For reals.
Just go to us, and that'll be it. That's all you'll need. Right? Yeah,
right.
A little more enthusiasm here.
Woo!
Don't bore them first.
So.
Yes.
So there you go. So we're ending this show.
Good morning.
Unless anybody else has anything final to say, we're done.
Then
I guess we're done. So, for not last, Cody Durbin. For Don...
You.
Curry Rice, no, own the curry. For Adam, joke about tires, Dunlap. For Ken, no last name.
Original. Beat.
And for myself, and for the dead to us, Dave Garcia. Oh. Who actually just graduated. He's not dead.
Silence.
He graduated, and we'll... And then when we need some more money and need to, you know, we'll bring him back and have a reunion tour. That's Morning Radio, Episode 7. And we'll see you next week or whenever.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I felt kind of funny watching the beginning of the end. And then, of course, you have the zombies. You know, kind of a big, older guy. It's hard to imagine the other one being even bigger. Not very many people were recognizing her. But when they did, they were all like, you know, they all like kind of flinched. Like, oh my god. I mean, but I just thought it was hilarious watching everybody go at it. Like,
ah, that's funny.
They don't really mean anything to me. But so I don't have any attachment or connection to them. But the zombie guy.
But I just surprised myself. I did manage to take, they did let me take a picture. And the only other thing I did this week is actually stop by McDonald's.